This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Thursday, January 6, 2022, and these are the headlines. The city government continues to be strict in enforcing the COVID-19 protocols in accredited multi-use hotels or MUH that serve as quarantine facilities for arriving repatriated overseas Filipino workers and returning Filipinos. Generos Texon, City Tourism Operations Office Head, bared this following the Joint Department of Health, Department of Tourism Advisory No. 1 Series of 2021, issued on December 30, 2021, which gives a stern warning against violation of quarantine protocols and other minimum public health standards to all DOT-accredited accommodation establishments operating under the alert level system. Meanwhile, Puwersa ng Bayaning Atleta Party List Representative Jericho Nograles said the move of the Philippine Athletics Track and Field Association President Philip Elahuico to remove Filipino pole vault star EJ Obiena from the national pool should be rescinded by the Philippine Sports Commission because this is a violation of the Constitution. Nograles, who is the Vice Chair of the House Committee on Youth and Sports Development, also called on the PSC to support Obiena, otherwise the Republic will be robbed of possible gold medals from the Asian Championships in Kazakhstan, SEA Games in Vietnam, Asian Games in China, World Championships in Oregon. By overturning the decision of the PATAFA, Nograles said the PSC can save the country from embarrassment and assure Obiena that he has the support of the government and the Filipino people. He added that the POC can overrule PATAFA following its position that Obiena can compete for the flag. In business, the Bureau of Customs Port of Davao has exceeded its annual target for the year 2021 after collecting 37.99 billion pesos in duties and taxes, or over 2% against its assigned target of 37.24 billion pesos, posting a surplus of 735.35 million pesos. Despite the pandemic, the port has been exceeding its annual target. In 2020, it had surpassed its revenue collection target of 24.66 billion pesos. Interestingly, for the month of December 2021, the said port had also exceeded its monthly revenue target by 5.14% with a total revenue collection of 3.27 billion against its 3.11 billion pesos. Attorney Erasto Sandino B. Austria, BOC Davao District Collector, said that the positive revenue collection can be attributed to the improved valuation, intensified enforcement operations, and the government's efforts in ensuring the unhampered movement of goods both domestically and internally amid the pandemic situation. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, please log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.